It is the first time Science for Peace organized an international conference each year in Italy. This is the first time we go abroad and we add this conference. And I think it was very important to do it in Turkey because I consider Turkey a key player in contemporary international politics. I think that Turkey has a major role in trying to building bridges between different regions of the world. And of course, Istanbul is also a kind of metaphor of potential dialogue. In history, it has been the place of many conflicts, but also of a lot of cooperation. And I think that that's extremely important that your country play a role for fostering international peace. History has witnessed a lot of religious conflict, but also a lot of cooperation between human beings of goodwill, believing in God, and I think that it is extremely important to try to show respect for the faith, the opinions, convictions of all other peoples, included those who haven't found God. Because after all, if there is a honest heart and a honest mind, I need to show respect. And of course, I pretend the same respect for my own conviction and my own views.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, first of all, let me say that I think that we should stress what major religions have in common, instead of insisting on the differences, which exist, of course, but it's important to stress what they have in common. And also, of course, we have to do our best to strengthen those who have, as you said, an attitude of respect, tolerance, or even do more than tolerance. I mean, acceptance or dialogue with those who do not have
friendship,
the same faith, friendship. And I think in this respect, science can help, because in science, a scientist is accustomed to have to deal with people not sharing his own views on a certain
exactly.
problem, but trying to confront, compare, find common elements. And so the attitude of science is extremely useful also if applied to other major areas of our experience as human beings.
Exactly.
That's why science can contribute to peace, and of course this is much easier in democratic societies, because of course there is a link between science and peace, but there is also a link between science and democracy and peace. So the three things together can really help us to live in a better world, can all work together for the better world.
Exactly.
Yeah. In their own education, there should be room for making experience, knowing people from other countries, other cultures, because in this way we can fight against ignorance and fear. When I don't know something, I tend to be afraid of it, and I react by clinging to my own conviction with bigotry or with extremism or fundamentalism.
Exactly.
If I know other, I find out that I have a lot in common,
exactly.
and in this way I can interact with him in a much better way. So I definitely welcome the idea, not only within regions like the European Union, where we have these exchanges, of course,
yes.
or with other countries which are more similar to us in terms of culture and history, but mostly with other areas
exactly.
where maybe there is more distance, cultural distance, and we have to bridge this kind of gaps. I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Expectation and my wish is that this TV can play his role as a medium, a mass medium, in the way in which serious mass media should work, that is with honesty, transparency, and giving voice to the very different views.
Yeah,
so good wish.
Thank you so much.